So we've been in a series called How Faith Comes, and these messages are readily available. There's a Bible faith study course that Brother Hagin, Rhema puts out, and you can get this. It's a big blue book. But anyway, we usually use these type of things on Wednesday nights. But we've been in a series, and all the other messages are available online. You can go back and listen to them. But we've been talking about how faith comes, because there's misunderstanding about how faith comes, what faith is. You know, we're not talking about specifically what faith is tonight, but how faith comes. And people have different ideas about that. And some people say, you know, pray that I'll have faith. That's not scriptural. You can't pray to have faith. Did you know that?
Yep.
Faith does not come by praying. Faith does not come by begging. Nope. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. We spent quite some time on that. We may turn back there again. But right now, we're going to turn to Hebrews 11:1. Spent some time here last week. We'll spend some more time tonight. Hebrews 11:1. Everybody there? Hebrews 11:1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The margin of my Bible, for substance, it says the realization of things hoped for. Substance is a little bit, you know, not very clear to us, I think, sometimes. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. My Bible says the realization. It means, that word means the what stands under, or the foundation. It's the thing that is the faith is the foundation of things hoped for. Hope means to expect. Bible hope means to expect. If you read your Bible and everywhere you see hope, if you'll replace it in your mind with expect, it'll make much more sense to you. We have the hope of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean you wish. You know, the blessed hope. It doesn't mean that you're wishing to go to heaven. It means you're expecting to go to heaven. There's a difference. So whenever you see hope, if you just in your mind say expectation, expect. Hope is confident expectation. When you see hoping for something in the Bible, if you replace it by expecting, then it will make much more sense to you, because we use hope like wish. In our normal way of speaking, when we say I hope so, you know, do you think, you know, favorite team is going to win? Well, I sure hope so. That's not saying you expect it. That's saying you wish. And so this is saying, now faith is the foundation of things hoped for. So faith is the reason that you would hope for something. And we're talking about Bible faith. Bible faith is faith in God's Word. And so faith in God's Word is the reason you would expect something from God. Expect what His Word says, you know, being born again. If you believe what God's Word says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. Well, if you believe that, you have faith, then you expect that when you confess with your mouth, you're saved. People go, you know, well, how do I know I'm saved? Right there. When you look at Romans 10, 8 through 10 there, how would you know you're saved? It's not because you have goosebumps. It's not because you had some physical feeling. It's because God said, if I do this, this would happen, therefore I have it. Therefore I expect that's what happened. That's faith. So faith is the reason you would hope for something, the reason you would expect something. And it says it's the evidence, or like the margin of my Bible says, the confidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance, faith is the foundation of things you expect, and it's the evidence or the confidence of things you don't see. So you may not see something, but because of faith, you believe it, it's the evidence. Faith is your evidence. not what you see. That's what we're going to get into a little bit. We're talking about how faith comes. Faith comes by the Word of God. And real Bible faith is going to be based on the Word of God. But to experience faith, to come to that knowing, you need to act on the Bible. And we're going to talk about the difference, because some people think, I'm believing, but they'll get into their head and they won't actually act. And there's a difference between believing God and just agreeing with the Bible, but not acting on it. We're going to talk about that a little bit. See, faith will say about itself everything that the Word says. Faith in God is faith in His Word. So in other words, if His Word says something, you believe that and you act like it's true. Period. Faith in God is faith in His Word. If God says something, so you can see this very readily with people. If you say you have faith in somebody, but you don't believe what they say, do you have faith in them? Well, I have faith in that guy, but you can't believe anything he says. That's like, what? No. People say, I have faith in God, but God will say something. Well, I don't know about that. But I just don't see it. Well, apply that to the natural. Somebody promised you something, but you haven't seen it yet. Well, I really have faith in that guy. Well, when you say you have faith in somebody, what does that mean? You believe they're going to do something. What if you don't see it yet? What if they promised you something? Well, I don't see it yet. How do I know they're going to do it? Answer that question. If you say you believe somebody and they told you're going to do something, how do you know they're going to do it? Why would you believe it? Say it. Because you believe what they said. Why would you, if you say you have faith in somebody and they told you something's going to happen, why would you believe that thing is going to happen? Because you believe when the person says something, it's going to happen. And this is how we use it in the natural. If somebody told you something, but it doesn't look like it, you know, it doesn't look like maybe they're running late or something, but they told you they're going to be there, and you believe in them, then you would say, no, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to come. He's dependable. Unless, you know, with a natural person, you could say, you know, unless something hung him up. But with God, that won't even happen. God cannot get delayed. God won't get to the side of the road. So even with somebody you really trusted and believed in, there could be something they were hung up somehow and they're not going to be there. But if you believed in somebody, you wouldn't have to see it. You'd be like, despite what it looks like, I still believe in them, right? That's how we'd use it. Well, this is the same as it is with God. Faith in God is faith in His Word. So we talk about, how does faith come? Does it come by, you know, praying for it? No. Faith comes by hearing what He said, but now you got to do something. See, true faith, you're going to act on it. You're going to act like it's true. So I want to read you, like I told you, these are Bible lessons from Brother Hagin, so that's why you hear examples from him. And I'll just read the examples, because it's better than me trying to paraphrase everything. I'll just miss some of the stuff in here. But I've heard this story, and this really blessed me when I had seen it and heard it years ago. It helped me on the job, and I'll relate more after we read it. But he said, I learned what faith is when I was raised up from the bed of sickness. So if you don't know about Brother Hagin's testimony, when he was a teenager, he became bedfast. He was partially paralyzed. He had a heart condition. You know, they didn't know as much now or then as they do now medically, but the doctors, he saw several doctors and said he had a heart condition, and he had paralysis, and he had a blood condition, and they just told him he's not gonna make it very far into his teenage years, and everything that they said at the time they said it was going to happen started to happen, and he was bedfast. And so He would try to read the Bible, and he'd have to turn the pages real slowly. And so he was like that for a long time, but he was reading his Bible, and he got stuck on Mark 11, 23 and 24. And he acted on that. Over the time, it became real to him, and he acted on it, and he got up and was healed. And but one thing that people don't understand is that he got up and he was healed, but he had been bedfast for a long time and he was weak. People think, this is something you have to understand about healing. You can be recovered, but you're in other words, you're not dealing with the sickness, but then your body's recovering and getting stronger again. That's okay. You know, the Bible says they were healed as they went. The Bible says, talks about recovering. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And some people are looking for always the instantaneous. Well, thank God for the instantaneous. But don't stop because you don't see something instantaneous. You can see something progressive. And not even just progressive, but your body's getting stronger. Have you ever been sick? And then even after to recover sometimes, just I'm talking about naturally speaking, you even if... You're over the sickness, but you've been feeling weak. Well, just to get strength again and get up, or you did something to your leg or your arm. Well, just to get it strong again. So anyway, Brother Hagin, he got up. If you don't know the story, he got up and he said, "Now the Lord spoke to me. Said, now you believe you're healed. You know, well, people ought to be up at 10:30 in the morning." And he was bedfast, and he got out of bed and he pushed his legs over, and he said they just hit the floor like chunks of wood, because they were, they're out of shape, and he couldn't feel them. They just, and then he pulled himself up in the bedpost and got up, and he said there was something just like hot oil just hit him from the top of the head and went down through his body, and he said it hurt so good. It felt so good, because it was like all his nerve endings were becoming alive again, and as it went through his legs, it was like pins and needles, but he could start to feel, and then he was there standing. Well, he had to recover, and he was still getting strong. And so this is what he's talking about here. That's just some background so you can understand the context if you hadn't heard that. He said, "I learned what faith is when I was raised up from the bed of sickness. After I was healed, I needed work, but this was during depression days, and it was hard to find work. I had been bedfast for 16 months, and I needed clothes and other things for school." He said, "I got a job at a nursery pulling up peach trees. We pulled up these trees by hand. One boy on each side of the tree. We had to pull them up for orders that had come in. I want you to know that was hard work. It was especially hard for someone who had been bedfast for so long and who had only been up out of bed a few months. We would meet each morning before sunup and begin work. Every day, some of the boys would say to me, 'Well, I didn't think you would make it today. You know, so-and-so fell out yesterday and had to quit.' I didn't believe in trying to push something off on someone, but I did believe in witnessing for God. So when they would say these things to me, it would give me an opportunity to witness to them about the Lord. I would say, 'Well, boys, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here. You see, His strength is my strength. The Bible says, the Lord is the strength of my life.'" That's in Psalm 27. Verse 1. "My life consists of the physical as well as the spiritual, and the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" When I would say that, it would make some of those boys so mad that they would cuss about it. I would just smile and say, "Praise the Lord, I'll be here tomorrow and every other day because the Lord is my strength." Of course, if I had gone by my feelings, I would never have gotten out of bed because I felt like staying in bed. You listening? He said, "If I had been going by my feelings, I never would have got out of bed because I felt like staying in bed." It didn't look like he was able to work. But he was going by the Bible. The Bible said, "The Lord is the strength of my life." Well, that means when you get up, you are automatically, because you know that scripture and you read it once, that automatically when you get up, you are so full of strength and you jump out of bed and tear at your day, right? No. You may feel like going back to bed and like you do not want to go to work. Anybody ever felt like that? Really? Just that many, really? Yeah. Rest of you, you never had a problem. You've always just been like, ooh, I'm up. Okay, good. I felt like that, you know? But no, sometimes you get up or you wake up and you're like, I don't want to get up. I don't feel like it. Well, that's when you need to say, the Lord is the strength of my life. We'll just keep going here and we'll say some more about it. But notice, this is not, if you're going by sight at this point, you stay in bed. This is what we're talking about. How faith comes, it comes by God's word. So if God's word says something, then you find out if you have faith when you act on it. See, faith is acting on his word. It's not sitting there going, well, God's word says this, why isn't it happening? And we'll get to that. That's not faith. You're not acting on faith. You're not going to get to the place of knowing unless we act on what he said. So he said, he goes, of course, if I had gone by my feelings, he said, so he told the boys, he said, praise the Lord, I'll be here tomorrow and every other day because the Lord is my strength. Of course, if I had gone by my feelings, I would have never gotten out of bed because I felt like staying in bed. I never felt so weak in my life. I felt like I just couldn't do anything, let alone a strenuous job like that. Never felt so weak in his life. Are you getting it? He didn't feel like it. See, some people think, well, he was healed. And they say, well, that's good for him. He was healed. He got up and they just went, no. He was healed and then he had to keep walking in faith. And this is the way it is. People, they'll say, well, if I were like so-and-so, God healed them and then that was it. No, you realize even if you get healed by the power of God. I mean, here, Brother Hagin, he was healed by faith. He believed. Even if you got healed by a move of the Spirit, by a gift of the Spirit in operation, you are going to need to keep that healing by faith. Some people say, why does it just happen to me? I just want, and they're thinking God is somehow holding out on them. But even if there was a move of the Spirit and you got completely healed, you would need to keep it by faith. That means you have to know what the Bible says. You're going to have to resist and act on the word, regardless of where you are. Regardless of where you're at in life, regardless, you're going to need to act on the word of God. All of us do. Now, I heard Brother Hagin say it, and I've experienced it. He said, you know, if I were going by my feelings, I would not get up in the pulpit, you know, 3/4 of the time, I would have you pray for me. If you're going by feelings. And I've felt like that. So I don't feel like preaching at all. I'm not saying I feel like that 3/4 of the time. Say that's something he said. You know, there's a lot of times where he's getting up. You don't go by what you feel. You start out in faith. He will meet you, but we have to act in faith. If we say, "Well, I'm waiting to feel it," you can wait a long time. Well, I'm waiting to feel strong. I just don't see it yet. Okay. Why are you believing? What are you basing your healing on? Well, I just don't feel like it. I'm not happy. You waiting to get happy? Waiting to feel happy before you act on the word? The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. God is not sad. God, we need to act on the word before we see the results. You keep going with this. He said, of course, if I had gone by my feelings, I would never have gotten out of bed. Because I felt like staying in bed. I never felt so weak in my life. I felt like I just couldn't do anything, let alone a strenuous job like that. But I just stayed with it. I acted upon the word because I knew what faith is. Faith is believing his word. And if you have faith, you'll act on his word. When it doesn't look like what his word says is true. So I would say to the Father, to Jesus, to the Holy Ghost, to the devil, to myself, and to those boys, if they ask me, the Lord is my strength. Then after I prayed and asked God for his strength and confessed that I had it, I would never get any help or strength until I actually started to work. You see, it wasn't enough to have faith. I had to act on my faith. You have to act on the Word of God. This is where many people miss what faith is. They want to get what they are believing God for, and then believe they have received it. But actually, it is the other way around. You have to believe you have your petition, and then you get it. We're going to turn to Mark 11:23 here in a moment, but just listen. You have to believe you have your petition, and then you get it. So we would come to work, and I still wouldn't have any strength. But every morning when we started on the first tree, or sometimes the second tree, I would feel something hit me on the top of my head, and it would go down my body, out the ends of my fingers, and out the ends of my toes. It was the supernatural strength of the Lord. And I would work all day long under the power of that strength. Finally, one fellow who weighed 250 pounds said, I'll tell you, when this old 250 pounds is gone, there won't be any man left. There won't be one man left in the field. I replied, why, Alton, that's the guy's name, God weighs more than 250 pounds. When you fall out and quit, I'll still be here. He cussed at me, but at 3 o'clock that afternoon, he fell out. And it was the truth. I was the only man left. I was the weakest and the skinniest, but I was the only man left of the original bunch that started. And to show you how sufficient the Lord's strength was, the boss wanted to hire me permanently, so I proved God's word. Amen. I turn over to Mark 11:23. Praise God. Mark 11:23. Everybody there? It says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Look at verse 24 again. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now notice it says, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Let me ask you a question. When you believe that you receive them, is that before you have them or after you have them? So you pray and you believe you receive them, and then you will have them. Let me ask you a question. When you have them, is that before you believe you receive them or after you believe you receive them? It's after. You have it after you believe you receive them. When do you believe you receive them? Before you have them. So you know what most people want to do? They want to have it, and then they'll believe it. That's not what the Bible says. Let's go over it again really slow. Because people, this right here, this will answer questions. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. So you're praying. You're asking. You're praying. Believe you receive them. So whatever you're praying for, when you pray, you believe you receive. So you believe you, that word receive means you take it. So when you're praying, you believe you're taking it. You believe you receive it. And then it says, you will have them. You will. What's will? What is that? Is that past tense? Is that present tense? Or is that future tense? Future. So you believe, when you pray, you believe you receive. And then you will have them. But when do you have to believe? When you pray. Now, is that before you have it or after you have it? You believe before you have it. Now, when it shows up, is that before or after you believed it? After you believed it. So you have to believe before you see it. Right? What if you're waiting for it to show up and then you say you'll believe it? You don't believe it. Or you're not acting on it. You know when it becomes real to you? Tell me again, what is faith? A couple of things. It's the substance, but it's the foundation of things you hope for. So it's the undergirding of things you expect. How does faith come? By hearing what? The Word. So what's the foundation for you expecting something? It's God said something. It's not what you see. And then the next verse says in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the evidence of things not seen. So you don't see it, but you believe something. Why? Because God said it, and God is faithful, and you've heard what He said, so you believe, even though you don't see it, it's going to happen. Even though you don't feel it, it's going to change. But what if you sit there and wait for it to change? That you're not acting on the Word. And this is the crux of the matter right here. And a lot of people are stuck right here. You may say that you know God's Word is good, but you will never really know God's Word is good until you have acted on it and have reaped the results of it. You may say, I believe God, but if you sit there and say, oh yeah, I believe His Word's good, but you won't act on it. Yeah, I believe He is the strength of my life, but I just don't feel like getting out of bed. You can sit in bed, lay in bed all day. But if you don't act on it, you won't see it come to pass. It's faith that activates the power. You acting in faith. You can't have faith without acting. Let me ask you a question. If we heard the gospel, if you heard that Jesus is the Son of God, faith comes, but if you don't act it, are you still born again? If you don't act on it, if you don't confess Him as Lord and Savior, are you born again? No, you're not. You have to act on the Word. Well, it's the same with anything else. Oh, I believe God is my healer, but I just don't see it. That's not faith. Because what did you just say? I don't see it. Well, who said, since when is seeing the evidence of what you believe? It's not. That's your problem. The brother Hagin went to work in spite of physical weakness. He acted on God's Word, and he reaped the results of God's Word. I've seen this in my own life. I told you, this blessed me. I'm a software engineer. I manage a software engineering team now, but, you know, worked with code for years, and I've been programming since I was in fifth grade. You know, started early and just got a computer and just liked to program, but when I was out on the job, you'd run up against a problem and you don't know how to fix it. You don't know what's going on. And you know, when you're fixing bugs in software, you call defects bugs. Just was coined a long time ago. Won't go into that story, but it was, you know, called defects bugs in the software. Well, you don't necessarily know where it is right away, and you have to track it down. And I learned to follow God. One of the ways was on the job and asking God. I wouldn't know. I'd come up against a problem, and I'd ask Him for wisdom. James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask.
of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. It will be given to him. It will be given. But this principle we're talking about here applies just as much. What do we read in Mark 11:24? Whatever things you desire, you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Well, works with wisdom. I'm asking for wisdom. God, I need wisdom. Show me how to fix this problem. You know, and initially, I'd sit there and go, okay, it's going to drop on me. It's going to be a flash, and I'm going to know, okay, this is what I do. But you know what? It didn't happen like that most of the time. You know what I realized I started to do? Go start fixing the problem. Look for the problem. Start acting. Just looking, poking around, and let God lead you. And as I do it, the stump would lead to another, and pretty soon, boom, I know what to do, and I'd fix it. I use that all the time in my career. I've been doing this for over 20 years, I mean, professionally, outside of after college. But the first thing, when I would hit a problem, it's like, God, give me wisdom. Show me where this is. You can use God, you can pray. You know, everybody around you doesn't have to know you're praying. You don't have to go, you have to make a big deal, but you just say, under your breath, I'm looking at the computer going, God, show me what to do here. Give me wisdom. And then you just start going. And he would show me. Well, if I sit there and go, I just don't know it yet. I don't know. Well, what did I ask him? The Bible says, if you need, whoever lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will. It will be given. That's not ambiguous. That doesn't mean maybe. That means when I prayed, I've got it. And if you're going to act in faith, you got it. You start acting like, you don't start going, I just don't understand. I don't see it. I ask God. No, no. You say, I got it. I'll know. I'll solve this. It'll change. And I'm telling you, time after time after time after time, I can tell you over and over and over and over and over and over, because daily I use this. Daily. And I still do. I'm at work. Something comes up. You know, I manage a team now. Something comes up. I'm going on the way, walking down with somebody down the hall. God, show me what to do here. Give me the words to say. Show me how to deal with this situation. Something comes up, I'm praying under my breath. I'll pray in tongues. You know, you don't have to do it out loud. No, very practical. I have a lot of faith for God's wisdom because I've used it over and over. But you don't sit there and wait to know all the answer. You just want, see, people want it to all flash out in front of them and go, okay, I got it. Like this woo-woo, I call it, you know, woo-woo, just woo, you know, Christians just get like, I don't know, hyper-spiritual. But you have to act before you see. You say, I'm just waiting for God. What are you doing? I'm just waiting for God to show me. What, are you doing anything? No, he'll show me and then I'll go. That's the same as laying in bed and go, get up. God said he's the strength of your life. No, I don't feel it yet. When I feel it, I'll get up. No, you get up and then you feel it. Amen. That's faith. See, faith goes back to believing God's word.